This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. It's good to be with you and start the day the best way possible by spending time with God. Time with God. You just can't beat it for bringing your life into wholeness. God has designed your life so that it will not work right unless you are walking with Him. The spiritual aspect of your life is the most important aspect of your life. Even after your body gets old and sick and dies, your spirit will live on. How important, then, to make sure that we are staying spiritually healthy, spiritually in tune with God, the source of all spiritual life. We're talking this week about the theme of waiting on God. And we come today to Psalm 37, starting in verse 7. David writes, "Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for Him. Do not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil doing. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. Yet a little while, and the wicked man will be no more, and you will look carefully for his place, and he will not be there. But the humble will inherit the land, and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity." Cease from anger, and forsake wrath. Do not fret, it leads only to evil doing. Those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. Have you learned to wait for God in your life? Cease from anger. That's a sure sign that you're not waiting on God. If you're getting angry about your situation, if you're getting impatient, if you are fretting, anxious, all those are symptoms that you are not waiting on God. But if you wait for the Lord, you will inherit the land. If you wait on God, then God will take care of you. Have you learned to wait on God? In Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18, it says, "Therefore the Lord longs to be gracious to you, and therefore he waits on high to have compassion on you. For the Lord is a God of justice. How blessed are all those who wait for him." Wait for him. Philip Brooks one time wrote, "Wherever souls are being tried and ripened," see, God is using the trial to ripen you. "Wherever souls are being tried and ripened, in whatever commonplace and homely ways, there God is hewing out the pillars for his temple. Oh, if the stone can only have some vision of the temple of which it is to be a part forever, what patience must fill it as it feels the blows of the hammer and knows that success for it is simply to let itself be wrought into what shape the master wills." God is shaping you. God is building into your life through these tough times. Are you waiting on him? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.